Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. How
what
are
is
you?
he doing?
Yes.
Is he giving you a lecture?
He's very talkative.
I cannot help laughing at him, you know.
Yes.
He's a very good boy.
Yes.
But of course, there again, you know, he is not just a boy.
You're pressed the button, Leslie?
Yes, I pressed the button.
He is not a boy.
No.
He is an adult. Over here, you know, we reach maturity. Or if when we are on your side, we are old, then that is purely a material thing.
Yes.
But we are young here, young in heart and young in spirit.
Yes.
And getting a little older in experience.
Yes.
You know, I can't wait for you to come. I know I've got to wait a bit longer, but time will come and go, huh?
Yes.
I am with you every day.
Yes.
You know this.
Yes, I
tell
know
you this every time, you know,
yes, I know,
that I am with you. Every day I come and see you.
That helps me to live.
I know.
Yes.
And the children too. Yes. They always are around you.
Yes.
Usually we are together, you know.
And it's a conviction, it's not thinking. I know we are there.
Well, this is it, you know. If only people could understand how very close, how very near we are to them.
Yes.
We are never that far away.
No.
Even if we are not always there in a sense, what you would call in a physical way, we are there in a mental way, you know.
Yes.
I can be with you in a few seconds of your earthly time.
Yes.
When you think about me or
yes,
you
yes.
send out your thoughts to me, I know instinctively, I know immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand perhaps exactly how it is done. But you know, what you call telepathy is a reality with us, you
mm-hmm.
know, as it indeed it is with you in your world, if people would only understand it. Mind over matter, we transmit our thoughts to you
mm.
and to those who are receiving, you know.
Yes.
They may not always understand, but we are there. Many times, you know, all of a sudden, when you're not expecting it, you suddenly feel or you know
yes.
instinctively of our presence, you know.
Yes.
And our thoughts, you receive a lot of impressions, a lot of things that I try to give to you.
Mm.
You pick up what you say. Mentally, you know.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know, you know, I wish I could be like some people here. They are so good at communicating. I get very cross with myself sometimes. I don't think I do as well as I should. And then other people say I do very well.
Yeah.
Well, you think I do well.
Yes,
well, that is all that matters.
Yes. Yes,
as long as you are happy
yes.
and satisfied, you know.
Yes.
Oh, I talk and talk and talk. I want to put my arms around you
mm.
and tell you all sorts of things.
I
suppose
it,
one day I will do better at it.
I feel it.
What shall we talk about, huh?
Oh, tell me all about darling Sybil and Peter, how they are getting on.
Well, you know, it was a great joy to me
mm-hmm.
to realize that we have two beautiful children when I come here, you know.
Yes.
And they have been so helpful and so good. And very close, you know.
Yes.
And they have helped me tremendously since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they help you too.
Yes.
We are one big family.
Yes,
I we are all one.
Yes.
You know, it is difficult to put into words what one feels. All I know is that everything about our love is strong and beautiful. And we are one in spirit. And although we are separate in a way, yet we are one, you know?
Yes.
I am me, you are you,
mm.
the children are themselves, but we are interlinked together. It is extraordinary what one thinks the other knows and feels and thinks too. We are, I don't know how to put it in words, but we all share the same spirit. This is what it is all about, of course. Although we individually have our own way of expressing things, we are all one in mind and in spirit, you know.
Mm. How is your mama?
I see them very often.
You do.
But I am not with them.
No.
Does that surprise you? Does that surprise you?
Yes. Well, I hope she has settled down and forgotten her old religious ideas and...
Well, this is, of course, what it is all about, you see.
Mm.
A lot of people, when they come here, because of their ideas and the things that they accepted, you know,
yes.
when on your side of life, sometimes made them very narrow
yes.
and very difficult to appreciate truths in the way that I know and you know.
Yes.
They realize there is a life after death,
yes,
but they don't understand, as we understand, the reality of it, you know.
But your
and
mama,
it was a little difficult, of course, for her to adjust herself.
But your mama understands it now.
Of course, now. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, that people who've got very strong religious beliefs,
yes,
sometimes are so orthodox, you know,
yes,
and so narrow,
yes,
in their outlook and attitude, that sometimes for them it is a difficult barrier.
Yes.
They have to, how you say, rethink. They have to realize that some of the things they thought were so are not so, you know?
No.
And they have to adjust themselves.
How
because
does
now she is all right.
Yes.
But at first it was difficult for her to understand. But of course I was there, you know. We're all around her, you know.
Yes. How does your sister Britta feel now, because she was a copy of your mama.
I know, she was a poor, you know, I don't think I should say this, but, you know, I used to sometimes get very cross with her, you know?
What?
I used to feel sometimes very cross,
yes,
with her. You know why?
No.
Oh, well, I don't know.
No, tell me.
I don't think, I think it matters anymore now, but,
no,
you know, she was always like an imitation of mama,
yes,
you know?
Yeah.
They used to more or less think,
yeah,
alike, you know.
Yeah.
And she used to imitate and copy.
Yeah.
Now she didn't realize she was doing it, you know.
No.
And Mama was very good, but she was a very difficult woman at times. I don't want,
okay,
to go into all that now, but I am very happy, of course, for them. They're very happy. But, you know, she was a bit of a problem at times, you know, Mama.
Mm.
You know, she loved you very much.
Pardon?
She liked you very much.
Britta?
Mama.
Mama, yes, I know.
But, you know, Mama was very possessive.
Bipon?
Mama,
yes,
was very possessive.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
I think she was really very happy for us to be married.
Oh, yes.
But at the same time, you know?
Yes.
I could tell you, but I think it is unimportant now.
Yes.
All I know is that they are very well and happy, and I see them all. But I'm not with them all the time.
No.
I am looking forward to you coming.
Yes.
That is when I shall really be happy.
Yes.
That's when I shall feel fulfilled, you know.
But you know,
and me and the children.
You know, when I was in hospital, I thought, oh, now...
You would have hoped you would come here.
Yes, I...
But it was not to be.
Not
you got to stay a little longer.
Yes.
You know?
Well,
you know, the trouble with you is you have a much healthier body, yes, than perhaps you think.
Yes.
But you have great resistance inside.
You know, you say you're a little longer, but I don't feel that.
What is time?
And the doctor told...
You know, what is time? It is an illusion.
No, of course not.
But it is something which at the moment, you know, when,
yes,
you are living on your side, is very real.
Yes.
But in time itself, it is as nothing.
But you know, when you come to the end of the road, and you feel you have to go on living.
Well, you know, when you get to the end of the road, then you go to some hotel or something, and you have a race.
And that would make me very...
And then you start all over again, huh?
And that would make me very miserable.
But when you come here, you will have a race.
Yes.
For a while, you know?
Yes.
And then you will start afresh.
Yes.
But without all the difficult things of the material side of your life, you know?
Yes.
Oh, there won't be any housekeeping to do. There will be no polishing, no dusting,
well,
no shopping.
You know, I don't dislike it.
I know you don't.
But I like to do it myself.
I know.
Yes.
But when you come here, you will know what you're going to do at first. You'll be so happy to be with me and the children. But you will find interest, and I know that you will continue to work in some way.
I
think you will help a lot of people, too.
Well,
I wonder if you will come back to Earth again. I don't think so.
Oh, yes.
I don't want either you or me to have to come back to the world.
But darling, you have told me again and again that this is our last encounter.
Well, I like to think so.
No,
the point is that we have had various incarnations, you know, but
yes.
I don't know, I assume, I hope. I think that we will not have to return to the earth.
But you told me that...
But I don't know if there will be an earth to return to. The way your world is today, it is terrifying, you know.
You know...
There is so much in your world that causes...
We are heading for a nuclear war.
Well, I know, but I don't... I like to feel it will never be.
Yeah, but you see, when nations like America... are spending half the available money on armaments and nuclear armaments and that.
You know what I feel?
No.
I feel, and I think this is what we all feel, that although we pray, you know, and we hope, and we feel there will never be a nuclear war, what we are afraid of, there will be some outbreak by accident, not by design, you know?
Yeah. Well,
and this might really, in a way...
That can happen.
It can happen, and it would... I think, you know, I don't think anyone in your world, any nation, wants war. I think everyone is afraid of it, and I realize how awful it would be and how hopeless it would be. I don't really think anyone in your world, any great nation, will go to war deliberately. But what we are worried about is the possibility of this happening by accident.
Well,
and I think I don't know whether I should say this, but I don't think it will be with the big nations. I think if something happens, it will be with the smaller nation.
Yes.
I don't know, but we have great fear because they have not got the... I don't think they have the understanding as perhaps some of the bigger nations. I know that terrible things go on of which people know nothing between governments, etc. You know about that? I don't think America or Russia would deliberately start a war, a nuclear war.
Yeah.
But I think one of the smaller nations who have suddenly become more powerful and have built up these things, you know, could accidentally, if not deliberately, start something in desperation, you know.
Look, for instance, Israel, a small nation, destroying that new reactor station in... Iraq.
Well, of course, you see, the whole trouble is in your world, surely, is fear.
Yeah.
Everyone is full of fear.
Yeah.
Whether it is individuals or nations, they are, as it were, living under the threat of the possibility of something terrible happening, and it is fear. A fear that will drive man to the edge of destruction. We can only hope that they will change in their attitude and thinking, you know.
Do you know, I was reading a report that America is spending today $500,000 on nuclear armaments.
That is crazy.
Huh?
When you think what good could be done with all that money.
Yes, exactly.
And homes could be built and better hospitals.
There are people starving.
It is terrible, you know, when man has reached this point where he has no longer any faith or trust.
I don't know if there is no guidance from God to nations like that.
But don't you realize this is another thing... People are always talking about God. God, why does God permit this, or why does God allow that, you know?
Yeah.
And during war, one nation will pray to God for success, you know, and another will pray to the same God. But God does not interfere with man.
No.
Man has free will.
Yeah.
That is probably the most important thing, that one has free will to live and to choose one's life, one's path, you know? God doesn't interfere. And of course God is not a person.
No.
I mean, people get this idea about, some people have anyway, that it is some great soul, influential person on a throne. It's a material conception.
Mm-hmm.
God is within every human being.
Sometimes,
we are all part of God. We are all part of His creation.
Sometimes I wonder if God intends to destroy a greater part of the overpopulated world today.
No, I don't think this is so.
Isn't it?
No, I don't think God has any connection or any influence whatsoever in that way.
Yeah.
Man has been given the power to think, the power to plan, the power to, if it wants, to destroy. Man will bring about his own destruction.
No.
I don't think God interferes or God has that kind of influence that people seem to think. After all, God is not a person. God is an infinite force of life, which animates all life, you know.
Yes.
We're all part of God. We're all part of His creation. God works with us and through us, through the very fact that we are part of Him. Yes. You know, people must not think or should not think of God as a person.
No.
I don't think this is, you know, I think this is the tragedy in your world. There is so much hatred and so much malice and so much unhappiness is caused by this stupid idea of God, by different groups and different, religions. It is the universal power of all life which is God, as I understand it, as I've been taught it. God is not a person sitting on a throne and taking sides or condemning or anything like that.
No.
Man should get away from the old-fashioned religious beliefs and ideas and realize that the infinite power of love is the only thing that will change humanity, that will bring peace and love and happiness to the world.
Yeah.
You know, man, I think it is crazy. You know, when you think about it, how crazy it all is. I mean, you get different nations with different ideas of God and creation and heaven knows what, and they're all praying to this one person, and they're all expecting success or expecting that they are right and everyone else is wrong. I think religion separates people, does not bring them together, but separates them.
Yes, exactly. And
I mean, look at India with all the different... I mean, that is a shining example of chaos through religion.
And
I mean, the fanaticism brings unhappiness, brings untold misery to people, you know?
You know, in my young days, population of India was 350 million people. Today, it is 800 million people.
And so it goes on, but a lot of it is due to religion.
And Indira Gandhi says that in another 20 years, it will be double that. That's 1,600 million people. A country that has no food.
It is terrible.
Huh?
Terrible. Oh, it is wonderful, you know, to be able to come and talk to you like this. I wish it were possible to do this every day. I don't know. I have to wait and wait and wait, I suppose.
Yeah.
And you won't come again this year, no?
Oh, yes. On your birthday, I'm coming.
Ah, it is wonderful.
Yes, but,
I shall wait and look forward for it.
Yes,
but of
darling.
Course I have the advantage, you know. Yes. I can come and see you whenever I want.
Yeah, of course.
And you don't see me,
You can hear me talking to you, but I can't hear you.
I know, but I love you and I always want you to know.
Yes.
There is never a day passes, you know, that I don't come to you. And during the sleep, as I told you the other day, you are here with me.
Yes.
Often, you know. I wish you could remember things.
But
I suppose if you were to remember, you would become very unsettled.
Unsettled.
It would make it more difficult perhaps for you, because you'd get very anxious to sleep eternally with me.
Yes.
Ah, I don't know, I say things and I put things perhaps, I don't know, in the way in which I want, but I love you and I know that one thing that matters more than anything else is the realization that you know all is well with me and with the children and with all of us together in harmony and peace here. And I have to wait a little longer. Huh? You have to wait a little longer.
The
time will go.
You know, you say a little longer.
I don't ask me. I don't know how long it's got to be.
I think I
do not see any sign of you coming yet.
Yes.
I think, you know, you have a little while to go.
But
what does it matter?
You say
it matters, I say it matters perhaps, but I am so close to you.
Yes.
We are as one now.
Yes.
It is only a matter of a little while, and you step out of that body and you come here. I should be there beside you, holding your hand.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know, I get very excited, you know.
Oh,
I should
God.
Try to control my excitement.
That is just part of your nature.
Ah, well, what? I was always, I think,
and I
like
can understand it, you see, because...
I think it is something wonderful if everyone could understand this truth.
Yes.
That death is not the end, it is the beginning, in a sense, of a greater and fuller existence, with no of the material things which cause one so much concern.
Yes.
Here we are out of all the darkness and in the light, you know.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I could take your hand and bring you
now. You know,
you've got to wait.
You know, I was with Gladys this time.
I was with you.
And
you know, she's a very sad woman.
Yes, but I told her that she must give herself a chance and do nothing for a few months.
Well, I think she has to rest. I think it is very important, you know, that she rests.
Yes.
It is very vital, you know. But she will be all right.
Bebon?
She will be all right.
She'll be all right.
I think she has some little time to go yet.
Yes, of course she...
Of course she is older than you think.
Bebon?
Oh, I should not say that, should I?
No.
If she's older than you think, he
said. I don't know. I don't think she is 70.
No, but never mind, it is not important.
Yes.
All we know is that all will be well, but with everybody.
Yes.
Of course, there will be many people who come here who have to undo a great deal of the wrong that they did on us, but that would take time.
And you know, Leslie...
The children send all their love. They will insist on me doing all the talking. They just, you know, I have to get cross with them.
Yeah.
They love you very much.
Yeah.
But they say, no, Mama, what you say, we say. You know?
She promised to come this time, but she hasn't come. No, Peter.
Oh, no, you must not say that. Because they are here. And when I speak, they speak.
Yes.
You know, they look upon me as the mouthpiece.
As a mouthpiece.
Because they are so close.
Yes.
And we are all so much part of each other.
Yes.
If I speak to you, the children are speaking to you as well.
As well.
You know?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
And for them it is a little more difficult, I think. I have become much better, much more good at it, you know?
Yes.
Whereas for them it is, more difficult. When are you coming again?
I will come on your birthday. Darling, I'm already booked with Leslie on your birthday. And a sitting before your birthday.
Ah, that is good.
So...
I look forward for that.
I hope I won't be in hospital then.
When are you going home?
I'm going home on Sunday morning, darling.
I shall be with you.
Yes.
I have to go.
Yes.
I wish for... I could kiss you.
Thank you.
I do kiss you constantly. Okay. Although perhaps you don't.
Do you know, I never leave home. Whenever I go out, I kiss your foot.
I know. I must go.
You know.
And you bring it with you.
Yes, darling.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bless you, darling.
Yes.
You know, she's a...